A Good Laugh by Annette Nowakowski. I have a friend, Nick, who had a yellow lab named Petra. My dog, Gazelle, is also a yellow lab. Since our dogs were approximately the same age, size, and temperament, they enjoyed playing together. We often visited each other's houses so that the dogs could play. Nick was a member of the Lions Club. Several years ago, around Christmas, he invited me to his Lions Christmas party at a local restaurant. The club president, George, drove to get Nick and Petra, and then came to me and Gazelle. He had a hatchback, and the dogs sat in back together. Needless to say, the party was a roaring good time, with lots of eating and drinking. George drove us both home, but dropped me off first. I got out of the car, and George handed the dog's leash to me. We walked up the front stairs and right into the house. As soon as we got in, I busied myself getting ready for bed and getting things ready for the work the next day. Suddenly, I became aware of a lot of panting in the living room. I thought it was strange because Gazelle never panted that way before. I thought she was just excited since she had a very stimulating evening with lots of noise and people. I took her on the yard to do her business and hoped she would calm down. She didn't. As I bent down to try to soothe her, I noticed some strange things. Her ears and tail were shorter than Gazelle's. Her legs were thicker than Gazelle's. It slowly dawned on me that I did not have Gazelle. I had Petra. I thought of calling Nick, but I hesitated. I didn't want to make a fool of myself if I was wrong. I checked the dog all over one more time. Yes, it was Petra. When I called Nick, I said, "I don't know how to tell you this, but I have the wrong dog." He said he discovered the same thing a moment ago. Since the dogs were on different diets, we decided to make the exchange that night. Of course, George was long gone. Nick had to take a cab to my house. At the next Lions meeting, you better believe George received a lot of teasing about the mix-up. Some members told him he needed a dog guide. Since then, I decided to put some jingle bells on Gazelle to tell the dogs apart more easily. I like the sound of the bells and knowing where Gazelle is. Now Nick has a shepherd, so there should not be a mix-up anymore. I enjoy telling this story to my friends. It gets a lot of laughs. I hope you enjoyed it as well.